Hello, hello, hello.
Yes.
We are back. West Coast Wednesday. And I'm pooped. I'm tired.
It's Wednesday. It's the hump day.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
Let's get the hump going. Somebody's humping around. Hump day.
We got to get started. We're here. Of course, you know, we've got hot topics coming. We've got some NFL discussions. We're going to talk about me taking over MetLife, which was a good time, of course. New York owes me nothing except for like about a 5 hour long foot massage. I did my calculations, and I think between the 3.5 days that we were walking, I did like 30 miles.
It's good.
30 miles. Yeah. Yeah.
You're officially a New Yorker.
I can't do it. That's not my life. I kept thinking I can't buy nothing, so I'm not going to carry it with me. No. Yeah. I need a car, my trunk. I need, you know, all that. Yeah. No. So
get stuff and you ship it.
Listen, I'm saying I still got to take it back with me to wherever I'm going. Like I got to haul it with me on a subway, in an Uber, on a train, on a bus. Like,
what are you hauling though? Like everything when I go to New York and I shop, I have it shipped. Like just ship it. I used to bring the big extra suitcase. Forget it. Ship it to my house.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not shopping. I'm just. It's
just not happening. Touring the city.
Just touring the city. That's all okay. I did. I just toured the city. I went and saw the sights. That's I sightsee.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's been a while since you've been in New York. So yeah.
It's been a long time. A long time. So it was good. We didn't get the flooding. We got there, I think, right after flooding had started, but it wasn't in our area. So it was great. And I think it's kind of like out here, like it floods, but then like 2 hours later it's gone. So
and it wasn't too cold. That.
Wasn't too cold. It was actually really warm. It was actually pretty warm Sunday and Monday. So can't complain. Good. It was good. So we'll definitely talk about that in a minute when we get into football and Seahawks. But first I want to talk about this. I don't know if you caught it because I know it was early out here. So the only good thing about the East Coast was that the 6:30 London game took place at 9:30 for us. We were able to watch it. The Toy Story Jaguars versus Atlanta in Andy's room was pretty incredible. Granted, they had a lot of technical difficulties. I guess they wear, all the players had some kind of chip in their uniform, which helped keep track of where they were going. And then they had to kind of animate, navigate it all. So there was some hiccups, but it was pretty cool. And so here's just a little video of how it, like one sequence
Robinson
went.
In motion, Ritter throws, intercepted. Darius Williams has it for the Jags, and he might be gone. Flames coming out of his cleats. A 61-yard pick six for the Jags. Darius Williams.
Oh, that's cute. I
didn't
like
realize
that.
There was no volume there. So.
No, I got volume. It was cute. That's really cute.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
You can't hear me? I can hear you just fine.
Am I missing something?
I don't know. I can hear you fine. I can hear you
What
fine.
Happened? What's going on?
Let me tap out. Try.
Hello. 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 Oh, Mo left. Awesome. This is good. Maybe my other ear pod needs to work. Jeez. Technical difficulties after coming back from a vacation is always the best. Let's see what we got going on here. Oh my goodness gracious. There we go. Okay. Mo.
Can you hear me now?
Are we good?
I
don't know. Maybe it was me. I don't know.
I can hear you the whole time. I was like, I can hear you. I heard the Toy Story and everything.
Toy Story. I had volume. Oh, see, I couldn't hear nothing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I had the wrong
earpiece. I was trying to tell you that. I was like, you have volume. No. It's good. Like, no. Everything was dope. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Toy Story took place. The alien and the claw did like an overhead cam. Slinky the dog, I think that was probably the best part. Slinky the dog was like the measuring, the chains to measure first downs. So that was cute. Players had flames when they were going fast. I thought it was, I think it was a cool way to watch it.
I said it was cute. I came back in saying, oh, cute. I saw the balloons and all that. And it, touchdown, like the action. It was dope.
Yeah. I know it's probably hard, though, for those.
For me, but to get the highlights, that was cool.
Yeah. I think those the 6:30 a.m. is a little much for those here on the West Coast. I know for me, watching sports, I mean, I was watching Mariners games until 1 o'clock. I watched my Huskies play until 1:30 in the morning Saturday night. And that's another reason why I could never be an East Coaster.
That's the thing. Like, East Coast games run late. I mean, I remember watching a Golden State Warriors game. So tough. Midnight. I'm like, what the hell? Yeah.
And that was a lot. It was a lot.
It is a lot.
But shout out to Toy Story. It was good to see. It was good fun. We are now into week two. I guess there's a new nickname. There's a couple nicknames for the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift. This one is the trailer couple. I think I've also saw, what was it? I can't remember. There's a couple others I saw, but the trailer is officially still around. We know that Taylor Swift showed up for the Jets game, brought along some friends, or the friends decided to come and crash with her. You had Ryan Reynolds there, Blake Lively, some more people were all up in the shoot. But yeah.
The night before you. Same place.
The night before me.
Yeah.
Night before me. And Travis Kelce had mentioned on his podcast, he was asked by his brother, kind of like, does he feel that it's kind of going a little too far in regards to everything? And he had kind of mentioned it, you know, it's a little bit much, but I don't know your thoughts.
What did he expect?
I know, listen, you know, Swifties are out there in full force and they are going hard for their girl. My only thing is he ready for if and when there's a breakup? Because he's going to have 1,000,000,000,000,000 Swifties commenting on his stuff, probably like banning the podcast, probably not wanting to do anything having to do with him or the Kelce name. So this better last forever.
It's going to be a hit. She's going to make a song about it. She writes about all of her experiences and exes, you know, Taylor. So it's going to be a song, but I don't even think they're together. I think this is a whole marketing
publicity
situation. I think they're having a good time. I don't think they're an official couple.
No?
I think this is a good thing for NFL to keep bringing it up for viewership because it has raised such that.
Oh, for sure.
And merch and all that good stuff. And people really don't know the Kansas City Chiefs, really. They just know Kelce. So got all these radical shirts and all that good stuff. But Taylor is very popular. I mean, like, her tour is up there in numbers just as much as Beyonce's. Beyonce surpassed her with her tour, but they both were close in making a lot of money on those tours. So between Beyonce and Swiftie Nation, this is kind of a big deal. So I don't know. I just don't see it. It doesn't look like the math of them being together, but...
The math ain't math.
Hey, whatever you gotta do to bring popularity, not to mention like Travis Kelce's being featured in a lot of GQ articles now, Esquire. He was kind of getting out there, putting his brand out there. So I think it's a good marketing tactic.
I mean, he's definitely getting out there. He's definitely, you know, definitely he's being seen by a lot more people than just the football fans, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, one thing that was funny. Right. So, of course, the Seahawks-Giants game was the day after the Jets game. Close to the end, when, of course, Seattle was already killing the Giants, they decided to put up, I don't know if Taylor Swift must be coming to MetLife at some point soon. I'm not sure. They had this little video, and the crowd just erupted. So they had like a whole preview of whatever, maybe her tour is coming up there. But yeah, the Giants fans were not a fan of it. And quite interesting. I don't know.
I mean, it was a really good game between them and the Jets. And I feel like
absolutely
goes to a whole bunch of games so they can just keep getting close and close to possibly losing games. Like, I want that effect to be like how Jessica Simpson was with Tony Romo.
Like, I just feel like it's also like, I mean, the Jets had Aaron Rodgers there and he surprised the team. And unless you caught like the very beginning of the game, you didn't know that. You only saw Taylor Swift like 300,000 times. I mean, I think when they, Travis and his brother Jason on their podcast mentioned, you know, the NBA has it right. They've got the celebrities on the front row. They show them on camera once during the game saying, hey, guess who's here? And that's it. But in the NFL, all they did was keep the camera on the booth where she was and just kept flashing back to, hey, there's Taylor again. Hey, there's Taylor hugging mom. Hey, there's Taylor slapping it up with Blake. Like, we don't need the play-by-play of Taylor.
Did they want this action or not? Like, I don't. Whatever.
I don't know.
You put it out there that you wanted to meet her. You had a friendship bracelet you made for her. You wanted to be her friend. You wanted to see her. You wanted to meet. This is your manifestation coming. I just hope they lose games and they drop rank so we can try to look like somebody. Like, I don't.
And I think there was a female, there was a female broadcaster that made an article, I think yesterday, about how we as women can't put other women down because we did the same thing with Jessica Simpson. I'm thinking like, it's not about that. It's just so more so like we watch the game to watch the game. I'm not tuning into the game to see where Taylor Swift's at.
Or to see what she's drinking. Watch these games, so it doesn't bother me either. Or yeah. Either way. Like, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I literally don't.
I'm just watching football. So when I'm watching a game and it's Sunday Night Football, so it's the only game on, I'm watching it. I don't want to see her 1,000 times on the TV.
Well, you're going to see her 1,000 times until it's over. Yeah. So whatever magic or whatever happens.
Doesn't she have more tour dates? Like, can't she be off touring?
Now her tour's over. Her tour finished. And then Beyonce started her tour and her tour just finished. So no, there's no tour. There's going to be a movie. There's probably going to be a reality show. There's probably going to be some other parlays going on, but.
I was really hoping Kelsey Plum was there because, you know, they have a week until the final game. I was thinking maybe Kelsey popped up and showed up for her man who still ain't doing well and is still not doing well for me fantasy-wise.
No, that's too bad.
Yeah, but there was no shot of Kelsey Plum. So.
Yeah, that's because don't get me started on that little situation either. I don't think that's real either. I hate to say it. I don't think it's
Stop.
Real. I don't think it's really? Real.
Nah, they're married. You just go marry.
Yeah, but I don't think it's real. Like, I think their marriage is real, but I don't think them together is real.
I don't know.
I don't see it. They never post on each other. They never, like, really, I don't know. Saying it's a little odd, too.
Just too much?
We're going to do what they do and move how they move, you know, and we just got to support it. But it's too bad about Darren Waller because I was expecting him to probably shine a little bit better, but karma's a biatch. You go to these Aces games when you were feeling 100%, couldn't come out on our field, and now that you're supposed to be 100%, came and performed. All right. Raiders curse keeps going.
Yeah, that curse definitely has him, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it is. Really, it's a shame. It really is. Yeah. It's a shame. She got a game to prepare for. She got finals to prepare for. She's about to be a champion. She'll have to earn.
Unbelievable.
Maybe she was there. Maybe she was, and she didn't want. I don't know. I doubt it though.
There, huh? Maybe she was. Them.
Just keep your eye on it. It's just different. It's weird. I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot. It's too much to deal with. Mm-hmm. And now that you brought that up, that's all I can think about now. So we're gonna move forward.
Go in the rabbit hole. Go in the fishbowl of it. Because I'm telling you, the optics are what. The optical illusion.
I will wait to see what happens. Like, once the season's over, how it goes. Like, are we going to see her at games? Is she being posting stuff at games, supporting, whatever? I don't know.
I'm very curious about all that, too. I look forward to all of that.
Okay. All right. So here's something that we know the NIL deals have been around for a little while now. People are making their money. But here's one that we haven't heard about before. Now, we know that, obviously, teams are getting benefits for most of their players. The University of Utah stepped it up when they have they call it the Crimson Collective, which is a bunch of people that give donations to this collective to help support the players, the programs, okay. The athletes. They got a deal with Dodge. They are giving all 85 scholarshiped football players a 1500 Ram truck.
Wow.
Now, the trucks will be leased and renewed every 6-month period, depending on the player's eligibility and enrollment in the school. And the insurance is also covered, which I thought was crazy because, you know, having a 20-year-old boy,
that insurance is high.
That insurance is high, especially in a brand new car that's leased. So apparently they're going to get 5 to 6 trucks at a time that are going to be specially made in Detroit at a Detroit plant out there and transported on trailers. Here's a little video and picture of what those trucks are going to look like.
Let's go.
Like, that's amazing. Wow. That's probably one of the best NIL deals I've seen. Of course, I'm sure getting it through Utah, the winter's got to suck. So having a truck is going to be nice. Curious to see how many of those trucks make it through a college season with these guys. And that's tough. It'll be tough. I'm just still surprised over the insurance part because, you know, insurance is like, that's half the problem right there. What's up, Jonathan? Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you guys coming in. Yes. He said the Diamondbacks versus your Dodgers. We will get into some Major League Baseball playoffs as well in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on. I saw him spray on the because you know we got the home field advantage on this start, so
they
already had the NLDS. They were spray painting our field over at Dodger Stadium with the NLDS, getting it ready. I'm ready.
Getting it ready.
I'm so ready. Let's go.
Anybody else who wants to send me the clip of Club Shay and Marshawn? I've already watched the entire YouTube interview, so no need to send that to me anymore. I think I've got it at least 10 to 15 times from people, which I appreciate because a lot of the stuff in there is very real, very true. Marshawn sat there with
stuff we didn't really know, you know. I think we knew.
Yeah, not really. I think we mainly knew, but like we didn't know about, like, you know, Russell calling him from a block number because nobody had his phone number.
Now that I didn't know, but the favoritism was kinda... and not being able to speak to Russ,
right.
Yep.
And him choosing he chose one of the events for his kids in Oakland over the White House visit after they won the Super Bowl. And he didn't have a bank account when he got out of college. When he left to the draft, he said he cashed his signing bonus and had it walking around with him for several weeks because he didn't have a bank account. He never had a bank account. And he talked about having two financial advisors. He, of course, discussed the pass and not the run, how he felt. We already knew some of that stuff. He talked about his family, talked about Marisha, talked about his mom, talked about all the businesses he has. You know, he's a blender out now. He's got a beast mode blender out.
I saw that.
As well as the cleats. Yeah, it's crazy. So he sat up, chopped it up with a Club Shay Shay, sipping on the Stan & Sharp's Le Portier Cognac and... smoking a Black and Mild. That's how you gotta do it. So they had a good time. It was good. It was good to watch. I enjoyed it. I love anything Marshawn gets into. I think it's always a good watch.
One of my favorite running backs, of course.
Of course, of course. We share. We can share that in common.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Not a whole lot on the Hugadoras tip this week. There was not a whole lot going on athlete-wise.
Oh, everybody's acting sane going into the Libra season of October. That's good.
Look at you changing people up. Or they're keeping it. They're trying to hold on to a few for the October Halloween season. They got to, you know, see what happens. I did find one, though.
Ghosts and goblins and ghouls coming out for Halloween. We don't need any more shenanigans.
So you got the Louisiana Tech... linebacker Brevin Randall. That's him on the left-hand side. You see him with his leg up kicking player on the head.
Yeah, it was egregious.
This is crazy. Randall, he fell on the guys on the ground, and after getting up, he stumped him on his head on his helmet. This guy was already laying face down, defenseless on the ground. Unbelievable. Well, he's suspended indefinitely by the school, to say the least now.
He needs to be. And he should have charges pressed against him. That's like darn near assault.
It's I don't like
seeing anybody incarcerated, but that's just going too far.
And the cool part is there was no foul or nothing called on the field. I know, there that's was what I'm saying.
That was the cool part. Refs didn't say nothing.
Yeah, no, well, that's not going to fly with me. All right, we got to get into some Las Vegas sports. We've got a big trifecta happening this weekend here, or weekend into week. Aces game one on Sunday. Raiders, Packers, Monday Night Football at Allegiant Stadium on Monday.
Yes.
Vegas Golden Knights, Kraken, season home opener Tuesday.
Yes.
Woo! If you said you never saw sports in Vegas, you haven't been here in a while, because boy.
Trifecta is an understatement. It is going
Trifecta
to be
is an un- not to mention boy. The Light soccer team has taken over the ballpark here in Summerlin. They've revamped the ballpark, making it to an all-grass field. I'm going to show a quick picture of that. So they're going to be there October 7th and 14th. So this Saturday and next Saturday.
Let's go. Let's get those lights out of Castle Field and see them in a different side of town. I mean, they've been doing this before, but I'm liking that they're picking up the little...
I love it. And for those that are interested, it looks like the midfield area is going to be on that left field, third base side. So if you're looking to be... is viewing the field head on, then you want to get into that third base side for your tickets. Otherwise you'll be looking at it like you're at the end zone of a football game. So it's going to be kind of cool. I got to try and check that out maybe.
Yeah.
Saturday night and next look. Saturday.
That's a good look.
Back to our Aces game one. Tomorrow there's a finals pop-up shop at the Aces headquarters out there in Henderson. You can get your finals gear for the 2023 WNBA Finals. We've got game one here on Sunday, game two here on, oh, was it Tuesday? I thought it was Wednesday.
I thought it was Wednesday too. Is it a Tuesday game?
Oh no. It's How Tuesday did you game? Do that? Oh. Damn.
Did
we
not look for Tuesday?
I thought it was, I gotta look right now. That's not gonna be good. Well,
I guess Tuesday game. That.
I think it's a Tuesday game.
We didn't sign up for Tuesday, did we?
I think I did. I don't think you did.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on. Sorry. Sunday and Wednesday, we're covered. Okay.
I was about to say.
Sunday and Wednesday. Just that little writing threw me off. It looked like it said Tuesday, but I think it says game two. So, yeah, we got Sunday and Wednesday. Sunday, it's at noon. Wednesday it's at 6:00. So FYI, next week's podcast will most likely be on Thursday for a short period of time. And then we've got game 3 and 4 in New York at Barclays Center. And then we've got game 5, if needed, back in Las Vegas on Friday the 20th.
Let's go.
Woo, boy.
Let's go. I can't wait.
So there was, we've got, not only is there 5 number one draft picks that are in this finals, you got Breonna Stewart, Ionescu on the Liberty side. Of course, you got Asia, Kelsey, and Jackie. On the Aces side. Even Sue Bird said, listen, Vegas versus New York, the one time I'm happy that the script was executed, the baby finals are about to be epic.
But did we not see this coming? We knew this is what it was going to be.
We knew this was coming.
We declared the matchup early on.
They had to have the super teams come at it. Of course, the record is tied 2-2, but they Liberty also did win the Commissioner's Cup, which doesn't count in that record. But so technically it's like 3-2, but the preseason, the Aces won. So that's kind of like 3-3. Anyway, it's going to be a tight one.
It is, but I can't wait. This is going to be one of probably the most watched finals for WNBA in its history. Probably
absolutely
have the highest rating of turnout. They already sold out. Tickets are already sold out for all the games.
Sold out.
Yeah. Quick. Fast.
So I know when I was with Natalie, and because she freaked out because they were sold out, but we did find some. Access also has a resale button. If you're going to buy tickets, it says resale at the bottom. You can click on that and try and find. Even those resale tickets are few and far between.
Oh, yeah. And resales, yeah.
And people are trying to make their entire season ticket money off this one ticket because this is where
absolutely.
It's at. I don't blame them. A couple of our broadcasters, of course, already got into it. We've got two out of the four votes here, two went for Liberty, two went for Aces into game five. So I think we almost feel like this is going to be, you listen, the game five, that's just extra money. It's extra. It's going to happen. It's going to be a game five, unfortunately.
I want it to be a game five. Let these ratings rock. Let this awareness be. I don't want no clean. Like, I want the grime. I don't want it to be. I mean, I would love for our girls to just wipe the floor with them. But if we can get a game five and it's a great series, I'm all for the entertainment of it all.
Listen, this is going to be a matchup because it's also going to depend on how Becky works that bench. We don't have the bigs that New York does.
Really to work, but she got to work.
Well, we got Alicia Clark. She's our sixth woman.
Got one.
I mean, but I think it's more so working the bench for the breaks, not obviously working the bench to get points or to get any assists, but it's more so just to work it for those breaks because the girls are going to get exhausted battling with these ladies for all those minutes. I mean, dealing with not only Breanna Stewart, Sabrina, Jonquel Jones. What was the other Brittany girl that I forgot her last name that went off on threes?
Yeah, I just need someone to have an answer for Sabrina's threes, and I just need them to be able to keep.
There never is.
There got to be an answer. We got to find an answer for that.
Aces in five.
Thank you, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
We're hoping for that too.
I want it to go a five game. I want it to go the full. I want it to be the full go.
I would love to see them win it here because they didn't win it here last year.
Yeah. Win it wherever you can.
Win it wherever you can, obviously. Yeah.
I think it's gonna be sweet just if they win it in New York. I don't care. We back to back with it. It's even more in your face if they do it in New York.
Per the Aces group chat, there's a lot of Aces fans out there for game three or four or both. They're headed out. And I'm mad that I was there this last weekend and it wasn't like just 1 or 2 weeks later. Like had Monday Night Football and Aces game landed that same week. I would have been good just staying there. So
okay, which game is Tom Brady showing up with? Because he has now acquired a portion of the Aces.
Yes.
Is he gonna be through the whole series, or is he gonna come to Game Five, or where's he gonna be? Game One. I need to see Brady somewhere in that series.
I would believe that, dependent on, I don't know what his football ties are still, so I don't know if Sunday is a good day for him to show up. Maybe Sunday is. If not, I think he would for sure be there on Wednesday. I don't see why he wouldn't be there Wednesday. Yeah,
I agree. That'd be nice. But you know, if they take a championship back in New York in front of Alicia Keys and all these celebrity New Yorkers, I would like that even better.
Right in their face. Wake up to the West Coast. Wake up to the West Coast, please. Mm-hmm. It would be lovely. It would be lovely. So make sure you go by the Aces headquarters if you're here in Las Vegas. Check out the pop-up shop from 2 to 6. And then, of course, game one, noon on Sunday. I got to set my alarms and make sure I get up and get out of bed and get it moving. Them noon games are hard to get to, boy. I'm telling you. They are.
It's rough.
It's rough. It is. That's one good thing, I think, for the East Coast. At least they get it at 3 because 1 o'clock is just...
Right.
It's a tough one.
It is.
You got to do what you got to do.
It is.
We do need to briefly speak about your team, though. We are talking Vegas sports. I know your roller coaster of emotions is going back and forth. You've let me know where we're at right now, correct?
We're at the player gets arrested piece of the board because we had that Chandler Jones situation. But now he's out. Is he with the team still? They let him go. He's off the roster. He's no longer a Raider. I believe he's
off the roster too.
Yeah, he's off the roster. He's no longer a Raider. He's checked out. He's gone. He's joined the circus. Wow. Poor guy.
We're already here at week five. We're already here week four. So, I mean.
Well, there's no reach in draft and we can't get, you know, we're not in the off season. We're two pieces in this board and it's ridiculous. And after Sunday's game against the Chargers, I mean, shout out to Mike Dixon. I love you for covering our team, but you got to understand that Raider Nation is upset. So you can't get mad when the commentary is all about fire Josh McDaniels, because that's pretty much a general consensus. And I don't know if you saw the video of fans yelling that Mark Davis is so fine. He was yelling back.
He was getting chippy with him.
Needing to fire Josh McDaniels. I mean, Raider Nation this is the first time we've actually come to a collective agreement that red zone play with 2 minutes left in the game, and Aiden O'Connell, right, instead of the running goal, the ball for Josh Jacobs, which he should have had, shout out to grade eight, he throws the ball as an interception. Game over. It reminded me almost of the time of your Super Bowl. One of the worst play calls in history.
No. It never gets that bad. It can't be that bad.
It's bad. Because the thing of it is you guys end up losing that Super Bowl, and we end up losing a game off of an interception because a play call gone wrong.
But it's one game, not the Super Bowl. So
I know, but it's a one game too many. It's one game too many.
It's how it feels for you.
Because SoFi is our second home. You know, we're majority of Raider fans in the SoFi Stadium, even though Charger fans are starting to represent and fight and do all those other things that they're doing with us. But that's our home. That's another home game for us. And it just was the absolute ends wit to have that play even be called. And that's what happened. So, and then not to mention Khalil Mack's revenge. We didn't like that either. Because Khalil Mack really truly likes being a Raider, wanted to be a Raider, wanted to stay a Raider. Didn't happen. Traded him off. What did he end up doing? Getting the most career sacks he's ever gotten off of our team. If that's not poetic justice on that end, I don't know what it is.
Well, and you didn't have Garoppolo in either. What, Garoppolo's out? Is he out for a while?
I have nothing against Aiden O'Connell, and I think Garoppolo will be out for a while, and I'm giving Aiden O'Connell a chance, and I understand that we have butterfinger moments. But I don't blame him too often. I don't blame him too much. I really don't. I don't blame him. I blame our coach. Yeah, his hands are slippery. I feel like he has small hands. I don't know what's going on. Does he need a smaller nerf?
Quarterbacks are not supposed to have small hands.
They're not. And I'm not really mad at him. And Raider Nation ain't mad at him. We understood it was the play calling. That's where we're
at. It's also like you said, it's like finally the Raiders fans agree on something, because for a while you've always had like this Oakland fan base, the Vegas local fan base kind of always butting heads because of whatever. But now everybody is just, we're all done.
In the collective, we're just ready for him to go. Like, we should have got Sean Payton and McDaniel should have probably gone to Denver. Maybe that would have been a better switch.
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, you got the Packers. Monday Night Football, all eyes on Allegiant.
Fantasy league too, and I'm sure playing him because he's one of those comeback kids that'll throw yards at the last minute, last second. When he's down, that's one thing about Jordan Love. When he's down, he racks up points in the second half. The first half, he looks like, what the heck is going on?
That audience is going to be looking like a Sonics cheer section. All the green and gold that's about to be Allegiant Stadium. I mean, with all these Wisconsin Green Bay fans, it's probably like 50, 60 degrees there. It's nice. It's going to be 90 degrees this weekend.
Right.
People are here loving this right now. And this is why people come to Vegas, to get to the pools when it's 90 degrees, see your football.
All of that. They're going to be excited. They're going to be excited. Raider fans are selling their tickets. They're over it. We don't want to, you know, we want to.
I'm just glad the Raiders game's Monday, so that way there wasn't all this crazy traffic for the Aces game on Sunday, because that would have been just.
Yeah, I'm glad that it's a Monday night game, and that's, you know, the good thing about it. But
yeah,
we're in an emotional tailspin right now. We're tired. We are tired of going through this masochistic situation of always having the right pieces and then stuff goes left.
Like, we got three players at the wrong time.
Yeah, we got three players that probably are ready to bounce. We got three of our best.
Devontae,
Mad Max, JJ.
I mean, you can't blame them either. You can't blame them.
I can't.
Why would you want to stay? It's like,
they released rumor that Devontae is asking to be traded.
Maybe you need to go pick up Jonathan Taylor. He wants out too.
He wants out too, but I mean, shoot.
Well, one thing about the Raiders that is good, talk about this. The Raiders organization donated $1 million to UNLV here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was great.
The Davis team room. So I didn't catch much of the video, but is this like kind of like the team's meeting area within on UNLV campus, or is it there at Allegiant Stadium?
I think this is at the UNLV's campus. I think this is at the Players Annex.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So it's kind of part of a good recruitment situation there to have the Al Davis.
And it doesn't help that they've been playing better this year.
And they've had actually a better season than the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm all for UNLV right now.
still the cheapest access to get into Allegiant Stadium is through UNLV. I mean, you got to do it. You got to do it.
Especially Ninth Island weekend last weekend, and they took the pineapple. I mean, I should have been at that game.
Would have had more fun.
Right. So now they go up north and play Reno. So if they beat Reno, and Reno's not doing too well, I think they will beat Reno. Reno is terrible this season.
We're gonna see what happens then for sure. this broke out. Shout out to my boy Eric that sent me this. I didn't realize this at all. But so we know the F1 is coming. We know F1 has like basically been tearing up the strip in regards to construction and road closures and getting ready for the race. The race is November 16th through the 18th. Well, on Friday, single ticket will go on sale for Nevada residents. So this Friday from 7 a.m. to midnight, Nevada residents are able to get single day grandstand tickets starting at $200 plus taxes and fees, as well as single day hospitality tickets starting at $1,200 plus taxes and fees. The hospitality tickets obviously, of course, include the food, the drinks, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't realize that it was a night race. So
it's but don't at night. Do us no favors as us Nevada residents. You tore up our streets and all that traffic. I think casino workers should
have. They should have gave us free tickets up in there, exactly. But whatever.
Exactly.
Or at least free tickets for the people that are their jobs that are affected there.
That's like what I'm saying. All the casino workers on those strip properties, everybody whose jobs affected, who have to leave work an hour early to commute and all that crazy stuff. Give them a free ticket.
Right. So here's what I guess.
Buy one, get one.
They have the practice runs on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. and midnight. And then they have another practice run at Friday, 8:30 p.m. The qualifying for the race is Friday at midnight. And the Grand Prix begins Saturday at 10 p.m. I had no idea this was a night race up until today.
I didn't know that either until you just told me. My thing is, no idea. The same people that go to these races in Monaco with all this long money, are they really coming to Vegas to see this?
I mean, I feel like they are. I feel like a lot of them will come. I mean, here's the deal. If you're an F1 fan, you're going to Spain, Italy, all these places. Vegas ain't nothing either. They got the money. Like I said, this is the rich people's NASCAR.
Yeah, but I mean,
we see how the NASCAR Vegas, people though. Be pulling out with it. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just Vegas, though. Because you're pricing tickets to $200, you're bringing in a different class of people that can now afford to go. Where before you could not afford to go to something like that. So that's why I'm just asking.
Well, they're doing it for the locals. That was the local price. That was the residents of Nevada.
Yeah, but we're not rich. Not all of us.
Mm-mm.
So
I need my $200.
It should be free, but whatever. Carry on. It's going to be a dope race. I can't wait till they finish. I did see like on the news, like how they had like the facility and the paddock and the racing. And like, it's going to be nice. It's going to be really next level, but. Don't do no favors.
Kind of like you just got to stay off the strip till then, though, really. I mean,
yeah, I mean, and they room kind of rates dropped. You know, the room rates dropped, right? So they dropped room rates. They dropped, and then room rates ain't dropping for locals.
Well, because they're charging for parking everywhere again. So, of course, they had to do something.
And that's why I'm saying you're dropping room rates. You're doing everything that's not the luxurious experience it is in these other cities. Are these richers coming? Are they all coming? That's my question.
But if you are a Nevada resident and you do want to go, realize that it is a night race, that you will have to be there at 8 or 10 or midnight at night to watch this race. I don't know. That's wild to me still.
It's like the 24-hour night race I showed you.
Yeah. What was that one? In Le Mans.
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't either.
So about football, about MetLife. MetLife owes me nothing. There was plenty of Seahawks fans everywhere. I did get to catch up with my girlfriend Claudia, who was actually there in town too. I didn't catch her until the game.
Nice.
But me and Natalie won. We had a friendly bet. Of course, I won. So nothing new there. I'll leave it. It was just a bet. I won. My team won. You know, she was kind of getting a little upset over her Giants. And I'm like, girl, is the name of your team? What are you talking about?
She is the X-Men of teams. She is like the Mystique of teams.
I don't know if it's the Patriots one day, the Giants the other day. It's like, you know, hey, but
Patriots, yeah. Giants.
But we had some dope fans around us that were like, you know, some great New Yorkers, Jersey guys, whatever, that were like, they were there at the game, the Sunday night game, watching the Jets and Chiefs, and then also came to the second game because they had nothing else to do. But they were mad because I guess throughout the Jets game, Jets fans never sit down. They stand up almost the entire game. The Giants fans couldn't give two...
So they're like the Lakers of football.
Right, I would say. And the Giants must be like the pre-Clippers. I don't know.
I don't know, because the Giants, honestly, I'm telling you, like, I saw on TV people putting paper bags on their heads.
Listen, when I tell you...
looking defeated, like, you got up
and decided to put watch them. This is two or three minutes into the third when I think we had just... I don't know if it was the pick six or if it was just a couple sacks, but this is what happened. Pick six. 2 or 3 minutes into the third. Go home.
Hey, listen, the subway line. Look, subway is going to be packed. Got to get home. What are we going to do?
They was out that piece so fast.
What's the point? And the crazy thing about it, because, you know, it's a Monday night game. It's a work night. You know, I might as well get on the subway and go home, too.
Hey, listen, but when I tell you this, because maybe it's an East Coast thing because games are later. So halftime was about, like, 9:30, 10, I want to say when third quarter had just about started, I went to get another drink and they were like, oh, we're all closed. They cut off all alcohol at halftime.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, at least give us till the fourth quarter. I mean, I know
at least give it till the end of the third quarter, but you're not going to just start the third quarter and say no more drinks. What?
Well, they know their city. New York is
or different. Their fan base or their fan base, because it was a nightmare to get out of there. That was probably where my feet finally gave it their last little.
Can you imagine goodbye. The subways with all those blue faces? I mean, he literally decided, oh, it's Monday Night Football. I'm gonna paint my face blue. I'm gonna put on all my regalia, get out there, see a play, just to lose like that. I mean, dude literally on TV had the paper bag over his head.
I was mad for a period of time, though, because, of course, all this hoopla went into Jamal Adams is back.
Right.
385 days. Here he comes. Didn't even get a full series of plays in. I think he had 4 to 5 downs, maybe. And, you know, not his fault, but he gets hit in the head, has a concussion protocol. Cameron,
he couldn't hardly get up. He was so wobbly and doozy.
He was so mad. He was cussing out the health concussion the inspector doctor.
You cussing out your own neurologist who's telling you.
He had to make an apology today. It was just.
But he was, listen, to see it close up on camera, he could not get up. The man got up and sat back down and looked punch drunk. He could not get up. He was
concussed. I gotta find that. Because, of course, being there, we didn't get to see all that. We just saw him out and getting lifted up. And I was just like, man.
He couldn't even get up.
I'm thinking, like, I needed you to last at least 6 to 8 games, and you barely last in 6 plays.
It sucked. Like, trust me. It sucked, and I understood his frustrations and anger. But, honey, you didn't get up, baby. You got up and sat right back down. And you looked loopy, and your head was spinning. Then they had to carry you off.
He got his head rocked, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What's up, Kente? Kente was there at the game too. I didn't catch him, but I know. Yeah, the Giants fans were definitely they're one for their fan base. Definitely is done. They're kind of like you guys, the Raiders. I mean, they're just over it. Like, I was just happy we got to the parking lot to tailgate, and I got the notification Saquon's out, and I was like, "Poof, okay, let's go." I mean, we have players out too, and I'm glad. I am happy that the Seahawks. Seahawks have a bye week this next week, so we literally have a good week and a half to get back. We have people that are out, so I'm happy that the bye week came early, I guess. We'll see how that goes.
I feel like Saquon's out on purpose. I feel like ain't nothing wrong when he don't want to play.
They might also just do like a running back merry-go-round or a merry-go-round musical chairs. Like, just let the guys get up. Start taking a little couple laps around. Just have a seat where you land. And you got a new team. Maybe it'll work out for you. No?
It's too early, you know?
We're only in the week five, and look at all the drama.
All the drama. Daniel Jones got sacked 11 times. It's a new Monday Night Football record. Like, come on. I mean, between that, you've got Jonathan Taylor supposedly able to be activated. We'll see. Like, yeah.
It's sad. It's just sad. It just, I don't know. It's just sad.
But the fantasy football gods were out there for some. I know my Justin Fields got me crazy points, even though they couldn't win the game. That boy had me like a 70 some points for my little game there. Christian McCaffrey goes off. Brandon Ayuk goes off. Josh Allen goes off. That Rams rookie, the Puka, he had his first touchdown for the game winner. Like, I mean, so much.
I won my money one. That's all that matters. I killed like the number one person in the money one.
Oh, because good. Because
I
had people
that just balled all the way out.
It was crazy. I lost even the girls one because they had some.
My tight end balled out. Got 30 points.
Don't talk to me about tight ends because I got the Darren Waller. And
none of them are doing anything. And this is the best week if you have a joker.
I can't even drop Waller because there's nobody else to pick up.
No, there's nobody out there. Njoku had the best week ever.
And after getting burned?
Yeah, coming out looking like Bane. He's the only one that had a good week. And his points still weren't high. Wow. But this is the best week he had. And I benched him, and that was fine because I had Kemet in, and he went crazy.
Oh, Kemet went off, yeah.
He went crazy. For a team like that, he went crazy. I'm keeping him in. Because, you know, Brown's got a bye week anyway this week. And so, right. But Njoku got you 13 points. It still wasn't enough, but that was his best numbers yet.
Wow. What? Cannot believe it.
You end with seven, yeah. Sir, sometimes. Come on. What is going on? 13's your best, and we're going to week five. Jesus.
It's a wild one. Another wild one we've got. It's Major League Baseball playoff time.
Oh, yeah.
Wild card races. So we already got, I think, three of them out the way. Twins ended their 21-year drought winning a playoff series. They took down the Blue Jays 2-0. Last night they had won and snapped their playoff losing streak of 19 years. Yeah. So the Twins, Minnesota is all geek. They're like Vikings who? We don't know because they're all into baseball right now. That stadium was on fire. They'll be playing the Astros, so hopefully they can beat them.
I hope so. God, I hope so.
Man, Rangers just took out the Rays. They'll face the Orioles for the ALDS. This is the Rangers' first playoff series since 2011. And then, of course, we got the National League. So I think the Phillies just took out the Marlins tonight. Yeah. And then I think what happened with the Diamondbacks and Brewers? I don't know if that one's still on or if that was later, but
I think they advanced on because now they play our Dodgers on this on Saturday.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so we got a Saturday game.
Here's the good news. Major League Baseball crowds have increased by almost 10% this season. That's the largest spike in baseball viewership in 30 years. 17 of those teams drew more than 2.5 million fans.
Let me tell you something. Baseball is great. It's exciting to watch. And if you can get to the park and actually watch a live game.
Absolutely.
It actually goes by faster than you think. Like, it's not a long day. I mean, it's a good late day, but or night, but it's a good time. This is when it gets even better, when we start getting into this wild card series and we start getting into playoffs. These are when the games get most exhilarating.
This is when people are tuned in.
And bats are hot. They got hitters, man. They've been hitting. Like,
I think they had Phillies had a grand slam. Phillies had a grand slam. There's been some high scoring games.
Even in the regular season, there were a lot of high scoring games for some of these teams. It's made baseball very exciting. I'm all for it.
Yeah,
and the Diamondbacks took out the Brewers. I mean, they got 5 runs into there too. Like, yeah, it's over, Milwaukee. Sorry.
It's a good thing. So we got baseball going, hockey starting. Our Vegas Golden Knights had their opener versus the Kraken Tuesday. They've had training. They've had the preseason games, which they haven't really done well on. But I mean, it's preseason.
It's preseason.
We don't got to worry about that.
Don't worry. It's preseason, but it's hard to win back to backs, and I'm not expecting us to go back to back.
Yeah, it's tough. It would be nice, though. It would be nice if you can.
Yeah, you know. We can. But every major team, it's hard to do back-to-backs this year. You know, it's this time of sports. Like, football can't do it. Basketball can't do it. Baseball's having a hard time. I mean, it's tough.
Well, and you bring up basketball, and one thing you have to know, too, is that basketball is now back.
Sure
we
is.
Had Media Day. We saw Damian Lillard in his new Bucks uniform.
They've looking given them so small against all those guys. I mean, you stand next to Middleton and Lopez and Giannis. You look like the little guy. You are the
But
little
hey, guy. This is Dame wanted the move. Dame wanted a team to win a chip with, and now they're calling it freak time. We got to see CP3. In his Warriors gear. And just like Kente mentioned, his Warriors are playing the Lakers this Saturday in preseason basketball. So we'll have to tune in for that.
And then we got the Nets and Lakers here in Vegas on the 9th. So you got that going on.
Oh.
Same time.
Dang, is that Monday too?
Yep, Monday too. That's the preseason game. Yep.
Where's that? It must be at
T-Mobile. I think it's at T-Mobile.
Are they going to do hockey there the very next day? Or is it at UNLV, maybe?
I don't think they're playing that game at Thomas and Mack. I think the tickets are at T-Mobile. I looked into it. Let me look.
Really? Let's pause real quick because now I'm curious. I mean, the football, they're able to. I mean, I don't know. I just, that's crazy. Monday,
It's coming up fast.
Nets and Lakers. It's at T-Mobile. Wow.
Yeah,
so they really are.
And there's tickets still available. That ain't a sold out game because that might be my switch. That might be my
That's
boot.
Crazy.
I don't want to watch these sorry Raiders. I can watch these Lakers, honey.
There you go. There you go. Speaking of sorry. Oh, dearest Jimmy.
Go ahead.
My thing is, if your hair person is going to be giving you the iron out, can you trim the edges? Like, can you just give you a nice little trim? Because them edges were driving me crazy.
Well, his ends need clipping. Not so much his edges. He's got healthier edges.
That's what I meant.
Town.
Yeah, the ends.
The ends, I could use a trim. But, I mean, it's a nice flat iron. You know, Jimmy comes with wild, wacky hair for the media attention. He had the fake
every time. Yeah.
Last season. It's a flat iron press out this season. He's looking out there looking like Pete Wentz. And
he already came back. He already came back with braids for training camp today. So
yeah,
it didn't last
long.
He said
he was in his emo. He said he was in his emo bag.
He was
emotional about that. Yeah, you need to be in your emo bag. You was expecting Dame Lillard to come to y'all team. I guess it would make me want to.
Yeah, he was mad. His heart was broken.
His heart was totally broken. He went into a boat. He decided to flat iron his hair.
To play a Taylor Swift song real quick.
Be panic at the free throw, like panic at the disco. He did look like Pete Wentz, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh my gosh.
He did look like Pete Wentz. Pete Wentz wore his hair just like that. Oh my God.
I did forget to mention we were talking about the WNBA, though, is that they did tease on an announcement coming soon about expansion.
Yeah.
We know the Warriors are trying to get there. WNBA. Guys there, and I'm assuming there'll be another one announced as well, but it looks like it is on the way. So
let's go.
Some girl power. Although her Marlins did not make it and win past this wild card round, Kim out here doing it. Not only was she
Kimming, we doing our thing,
the first GM, first Major League Baseball, first woman GM to make the postseason in Major League Baseball. She also hired their manager, Skip. He was a first-time manager and also traded for one of the batting champs, Luis Erics, and leads them to the playoffs. Hello.
Shout out to Kimming. She's doing her thing out there. Yes. Let's go. Good for her.
Giving props to Randy as a Rosarina's mother who had never seen him play live in Major League Baseball.
I saw that.
And then Coz gets to comes out to, she's from Cuba. She comes out to see him, pitches the first pitch. And like you mentioned, pitched
better
it better than probably
bounce pass.
Better than half the people we've seen make a first pitch. So.
2 days was the worst, though. You had dreamt your whole time to throw a first pitch out for Yankee Stadium. You throw a bounce pass. I'm dissing him every single time.
So big congratulations for her, even though those Rays didn't make it either. She definitely got to have an experience thanks to the Rays.
That's good.
And then we got to get, listen, as much as we want to talk about the Kelseys, we're forgetting the main woman here. We got to give up the love for Donna Kelsey. I thought my feet are tired. I know her wings are tired because she went from an Eagles game at 1 p.m. Eastern time all the way to a Chiefs game on Sunday Night Football at 8 p.m. Eastern time. This woman had two NFL games live to see her sons and made it through the whole day, sitting next to Jake from State Farm and then Taylor Swift.
Like, you did that before.
She did in the playoffs.
She did in the playoffs, That's what a mom does.
That was
the
playoffs.
Talk about going the extra mile.
I know. That's just, she get it in.
Donna Kelsey loves her boys.
Yeah, she does.
The boys, man. Listen, boys.
I can't be mad too. If I had two boys in the league, I would be. Oh, listen, that's just gotta love that.
You have to. What are you gonna do? They're both your babies.
You gotta love that.
All right, a couple of Kelsey little daughter Wyatt getting the cute little gifts and a little show. Just cute. I love that name.
Three daughters, I think. Right? They're all
three, but the youngest is Wyatt. I think is the latest one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we get into shoes, I just wanted to announce also that after Jordan sold the Hornets, he has now become the first athlete to reach $3 billion on the Forbes list. Money, 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 money.
Yeah. He just didn't make top 10 yet, but he will.
Ew.
Steve Ballmer is like number 9 with $11.5
billion. Well, he's the only athlete in there to begin with. So congrats to him. Sure. Right. I mean, that's a lot. All right, so we've got some sneakers. Nike Air More Up Tempos have a low collection with Ambush. They got this green and purple one on top and the black whites on the bottom. I feel like those are super like Oscar the Grouchy shoes. Like,
my stomach just started hurting looking at these. My stomach literally just started hurting looking at these shoes.
Well, you might want to close your eyes some more because LaMelo and Puma are teaming up with La Francais collection. The ones on the left are just screaming I'm not a Puma girl, so I guess that's just maybe the problem in itself, but with the little ankle chain on the shoe, I just, that's a lot. If you are a Simpsons fan or an Adidas fan, you might want to check out the Simpsons and the Adidas Rivalry Collection that's coming out, paying homage to Itchy, Scratchy, and Poochie.
That's making my stomach feel a little bit better.
Yeah? You feel better now?
Yeah, because my stomach, I mean, literally my stomach started cramping the minute I saw those sneakers. I don't know if my stomach knew, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. We got.
Can we talk about the Marvel? All you women out there who love Louboutins, I need you guys to go check out the Louboutin in the collab with the Marvel booty. It is amazingly fabulous.
I have never seen
any boot like it. I can't wear Louboutins, but it's gorgeous. Check out the collab of the Louboutin Marvel edition. I would have never thought they would have teamed up like this, but they did. They made a fly booty for the fall that I can't wear, nor afford.
All of that.
Yeah, but one can dream.
All right, so last week on the picks, Mo, I killed it. I'm not gonna lie.
You killed it.
I killed it. Oh, yeah. So
I gotta get better, huh?
I'm now up 2-1. We're going into week 5. There are four teams that have buys this week. We're starting on Thursday with the Bears at Commanders. I'm gonna roll with my Fields again. I feel like, you know, Commanders may not have what it takes. And they came so close to beating Denver, and I wanted it to happen so bad. But
right. Me too.
Their defense just let the Broncos way back in, got them 21 points, and the ball game.
I'm going with the Commanders on this. I like Justin Fields, but I don't see him having any probability or chance to win this game with the line that he has and all the cluster issues that they have going on right now and injuries.
Terrible. So, I know. We got the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Buffalo Bills. Listen, Buffalo took on Miami last weekend after Miami had that 70-point victory over Denver.
And yeah, look who's on 20 this week.
Not here.
They lost. They beat a team that had 20 points, and then they come back the following week with 20 points and lose. Looking right. Crazy.
I mean, I know.
Cheated a ball out. But I'm going to do Buffalo on this one. That's just easy.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we saw Josh Allen get heated last week, and I don't think there's much stopping him once he starts. So
right.
We got the Texans at the Falcons. Listen, Texans been looking all right. We can't deny that. But those Falcons, running back boy.
I know. They're doing good. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
I'm with you. I'm with you. We got Carolina at Detroit. You know I got to roll with the Lions here.
I am too.
The Titans at the Colts. Feel bad for the Colts.
I'm gonna go with Tennessee on this one because they just have okay, so we know that Jonathan Taylor showed up today,
but he's not active, right?
Yeah, he got active. He might activate. He may play. We don't know. I don't care. It's not gonna happen. We still got a dope running back out there by the name of Derrick Henry.
Hello.
That is running through
and some receivers still. That for some reason are still giving their quarterback a job.
Absolutely. So we're gonna have to roll with them Titans this week.
All right, the Giants at Miami. I pretty much think this is a no. Danny Dimes is a no dime to his name.
I'm never starting him so far this week until he does better. I'm keeping Jordan Love in, and I'm just gonna have to roll with Miami on this one. And I need to cheat it a ball out. Cheetah didn't have no point. Cheetah got neutralized this past week. Cheetah's gonna have to show me.
Buffalo said,
Yeah,
you got the Saints. Right. I didn't
know that was coming.
The Saints in New England versus the Patriots.
So we still have Jameis.
Is Derek Carr out or is he back?
Yeah, I think he is. I don't know if he's back. They haven't made an announcement. So we still have Jameis. We might still have Jameis. I'm gonna roll my Saints. I got to.
I'm only going with New England because the way Bill works so swiftly, their cornerback got injured like a day and a half ago, and already they got a new cornerback. I can't remember who traded.
I saw that. That's how he is.
I was like, okay. Bill moves. Bill makes moves. He gives no timeouts. He's like,
I think Bill needs to retire. I think it's time, but we'll see in this game. If he loses this game, then we know when his calling card coming.
All right, the Ravens at Pittsburgh. This is the big AFC rivalry going down in Pittsburgh.
I'm a bet on Lamar.
Of course. I know
it's Heinz Field, and Pittsburgh did not look good last week. They did not look good.
I don't know if Pittsburgh has ever looked good this season yet.
My Raiders.
Well, I mean.
They look stellar against my team. That says a whole lot. So okay, therefore, I'm going to go with Baltimore.
We got the Bengals at Arizona. Listen, Burrow is struggling still. Carolina came hard against the Cowboys and the Niners. They didn't win, but they beat the Cowboys, but they came strong against the Niners. They're hosting Joe Burrow at home.
This is the week of the turning point of Joe Burrow.
This is week five.
Week five. This is usually the turning point for him. So, with that being said, I'm just going to go out on a whim, on a long shot, and pick the Bengals, Still got Jamar Chase out there. Joe Mixon did really well with me this week. I'm going to roll with those guys.
I got to go with Joe, too, only because I just don't see what the Cardinals – I don't know. They must have some good guardian angels on their side. Because they don't have the talent. So, I don't see – how they're winning.
I got Brown as my wide receiver and he still balls out. So, I mean, he's clutch if you want to use him in fantasy or whatever, if you guys have him.
Absolutely.
But they don't win no games, but he'll get you the points.
All right. We got the Eagles at the Rams. I got to go with my
fans. Undefeated, along with San Francisco. They're the only two teams left in the league that have not lost a game. And I'm still
rolling. It's Jalen Hurts. I mean, it's Miles Sanders.
It's DeAndre Swift. That little guy gets through pockets so fast and quickly. I am so glad I drafted him on my fantasy. He is my
I'm mad I didn't.
And mine was wide receiver tight end. Like, I love that I have him in all of my fantasy leagues. So, I'm rolling with Philly all day. Even when they switch off. even when they switched Swift off and try to put what's his name, Kenneth Gainwell back in, it don't work. They got to put Swift back in.
It ain't going down. It ain't going down. We've got the Jets at Denver.
Oh, that's a hell of a game. Jeez. I think Denver can win. I think Denver can win. But if Aaron Rodgers is in the building, they gave them the boost they needed to defend. And let's be clear, Jets defense is not too shabby.
Their defense is nice. Actually
very, very good. So I think, and just because I'm going with the Jets. I'm going with the Jets. I got to go with the Jets on this game just because of the defense alone.
I mean, plus it's a Denver showed that they're able to come back from a deficit. That's great. But I think, I don't see it lasting.
They don't have an offensive line to do anything. And the Jets defense, if they stay on par.
Denver's defense is ridiculous too. Last year they were winning me major points. This year they suck. All right, yeah. The Chiefs at Minnesota. Is there going to be a Swifty sighting in Minnesota? Am I going to have to watch?
God, I hope on not. TV?
Yeah, stay at home, Taylor. We appreciate it.
But I mean, I'm going to go with the Vikings on this game.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Is that your upset for the week?
AFC teams. Huh?
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm going with Kansas City. So here, yeah. Sunday Night Football. Cowboys at the Niners. I hate them both.
The Niners. I hate them both, but I'm going to go with the Niners.
Blow them both up. I think the only real thing to do is be, you got to know that.
No Trayvon Diggs for the rest of the season. They love.
Although I would love it if the Dallas could beat the Niners, because then that drops them down in the NFC West. But
and it makes them not undefeated anymore. But
realistically speaking. All right, got the Packers nice out there. At the Raiders, Monday Night Football.
I would love for my birthday wish to the Raiders to win. I'm going to go for my Raiders. I'm never going to go against them on anything except the fact that unless you're just for Josh McDaniels still keeping
Mo's birthday's next week. Mo's birthday's next week.
Yeah, one of those undisclosed days. It's the month of the birthday, I think. It's Halloween, actually, is my birthday.
She's a whole Libra, period.
Halloween.
All right, so I'm going to roll with your Raiders for your birthday, too. I want them to
get them
going. Just for those that are in fantasy, make sure you change your lines before tomorrow. The Browns are on a bye. The Chargers, the Seahawks, the Bucks, all on bye tomorrow. Shout out to Frank David, who chimed in with the Go Aces. We appreciate you tapping in. We talked about the Aces in the beginning of the show, so if you're still around, you can watch the reboot and hear about us, our thoughts on the Aces
are the real deal. And I'm loving that Vegas is showing up for them and the fan bases are showing up and are really behind these ladies.
And people are showing out and people are trying to get this city decked in red, ready for the finals and to do it better than we did last year to make the city proud. Yeah. They are the first to bring a championship to the city of Las Vegas.
They are.
Let's not forget that.
They are. They are.
All right, y'all. That's it for today. Next week's show is going to be most likely Thursday because we've got the Aces game 2 to hit up. So we will keep you all posted. But until then, have a great week. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
And go Aces. Go Knights. Go Raiders.
Go Raiders. Go Lights.
Yes. All right, y'all.
Go running reps. Go UNLV. Bounce for UNLV.
Everybody.